Hello, and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Joshua. With me today, as always, are Danielle.
Hi!
And Chris.
Hello!
As Chris's greeting Ooh. Indicates, it's October, and that Ooh. Means it's our second annual Halloween thingamahoozy. If you're a long-time listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a topic and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. No sound, Chris? Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. We rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting, so go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. Today's topic is... be followed by a swarm of flies or an old racist ghost.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah?
How big's a swarm? Like
a
six?
A swarm? No.
Seven?
Like 60 to 70.
What kind of flies? Like the... like house flies?
House flies, yes.
Like the big ones, not like fruit flies.
Not like fruit flies, the big ones.
The big ones. When you think of, like, yeah. pestilence, that's the...
So, speaking of pestilence...
Are you going to describe your home?
Yes. I'm gonna tell a small part of a story, because I know Danielle wants to tell the different part of the story. So, Danielle, actually, you tell the story first.
Yeah, so, over the weekend, we were tearing up carpet in our living room, and during that time... we had windows with no screens open. I came home, I think it was on Tuesday afternoon, and I noticed there were just a bunch of house flies just in my kitchen window where the sun was. And I'm like, wow, look at all those flies. So I called Joshua, and I'm like, hey, we got these flies. And he's like, oh, well, let me go on WikiHow, and we'll figure out how to make fly trap. So after I did lots of things involving scotch tape, an empty bottle, various household liquids, etc., I created a fly trap, after which time I determined that it was stupid to wait for the flies to get into the trap and instead got a big aerosol can of hairspray, sprayed the flies until they were so sticky they couldn't move, and then smashed them with my hands.
Wow.
I mean, I used a towel. In hindsight, I should not have used a kitchen towel. I should have used a paper towel, but that's a whole other story.
Yes.
And then we ran out of paper towels. But anyway, so I'm like, yeah, I got this fly situation taken care of. And then Joshua brought home a bunch of chemicals. Either way, it happened again. And I did the same thing because I'm angry at flies and I feel like I need to kill them manually. And then Joshua, tell everybody about the can of fly killer
this
that you bought.
This is a rambly-ass story.
This is a rambly-ass story.
That's how I'm telling stories today. Joshua... tell
okay,
us
so as she said, I went
stuff.
And bought some chemicals, Chris.
Yeah.
Great.
And you mentioned pestilence.
Yeah.
The chemicals I bought are good for flying insects such as fruit flies or filth flies, which is apparently what house flies are called.
Yeah, because we have real
which
filthy.
As soon as I saw that, I was like, nope, we have house flies. We don't have filth flies because that's no.
Yeah.
Oh, you're garbage people.
I know. It makes it seem like everything in our house is sticky.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just assuming that it is. I'm assuming that you guys just live in a landfill. On a landfill.
Yeah, flies apparently feel like it too.
The
yeah.
best part about this whole thing, when Joshua just starts huffing this stuff because he's just spraying everything with it, he's just like, look, the flies are getting all spinny.
they do. I looked it up. Flies don't have nervous systems, and it's debated whether they can feel pain, but man, it really looks like they're getting fucked
yeah,
up
it was
when
like
you spray
he
them with this stuff.
Spraying him with fucking Agent Orange or something. Like, it was just real bad. Like,
I mean,
gas.
I'm going to be honest with you, and like, this should not be a surprise, but even if there was a study that came out and said that flies feel pain 10 times more than humans do, I'd still fucking hit them with a fly swatter. Like, they're annoying as fuck.
I would still hit him with a fly swatter. I might not spray him with Raid, though, because when you watch them, like, they look like they are, like, it looks like their bodies are on fire from the inside.
It's bad,
and they are
man.
Trying to, like,
it's like
they are trying
scary.
To die as quickly as possible, and the chemicals are slowly just eating them from the inside.
Yeah, it's a little bit disturbing. I mean, I feel like smashing them with your fist or with a fist covered with a towel, for example,
sure.
is
a kitchen towel.
A kitchen towel that you are just like, do I wash this? Do I throw it away?
You throw it away.
Do I wash this? Do I rub this on my body? Like, yeah, what do I do with
do
this?
Do I just dump bleach on it? Like, I feel
do
like
I put it up in the window so other flies know
yes,
not to come around?
Yes, as a warning to other flies. either way, I felt like I was doing them a service and giving, you know, it was a mercy what I was doing.
Sure.
Smashing them.
Quick
and they died all at once.
Quick and painless. So can I kill the flies that are following me around? Segue back to the topic.
You can kill them, and whatever you kill will be replaced in 4 hours.
Oh, so you could get like 4 hours of respite. It's not like Hydra where two come back in its place or whatever?
No, if you kill all 60 of them in the span of, you know, a rate of, I don't know, one per minute, then in 4 hours they're going to come back one per minute until they're back up to full strength 60.
Okay,
can I juke them? Can I get rid of them? Can I lose them?
No. No, uh-uh.
What if like, okay, so they're following
behind
me.
You can't quickly, like, go into an elevator or something?
Yeah,
like, no,
like,
that doesn't,
yeah.
No.
Like they're following behind me, and then I duck into a bank.
I lost my tail, you know? Like,
yeah.
You're escaping from the government or something.
And then, like, you might lose a couple of them that way, but you're not going to lose the entire swarm, because we're talking, like, they're between 6 and 18 inches from you at all times.
Oh, okay. So they're not touching you.
Well, they will be sometimes. I mean, they're between 0 and 18 inches from you at all times.
Oh, motherfucker, then I'd kill them. Because, like, if I'm laying down at night to go to sleep, and
oh,
there's
man.
A swarm
yeah,
of
sleep.
Flies around me,
ugh.
Like, that's, no, that's bad business. That's real bad.
Let's talk about the other side.
Let's talk about this racist ghost. It's who's it a ghost of?
Of an old racist.
Okay, so it's an old guy. I assume like an old white guy.
Yeah, he's probably an old white guy.
Whom
old white
is
guy
he
racist
against
everyone who's not old white guy.
Oh motherfucker! None of us are old white guys. Chris is the
and
closest.
So I'm gonna be an old white guy. I'm really looking
well,
forward
here,
to
here's
it.
The thing. He's following you around and he's just commenting on everything he sees, and he's also commenting on you. Like, even though you're not the race he hates, Chris, he's still commenting on, like, oh, back in my day, you know, we would have had to put up with that from that type of person. Why are you dealing with that, Chris? Yeah, like, he's gonna be giving you shit even because you're not being white enough or something.
I assume that your impression of him is not as incendiary as he would be in real life.
I did not want to be too racially offensive on the podcast.
I appreciate that.
I'm imagining him using like Harry Potter type words against you, Chris, like calling you a mudblood and stuff like that.
Whatever the equivalent would be. Yeah, I mean,
what?
Yeah, he's going to talk, he's going to accio broomstick.
Right.
Yeah, and anytime someone who's not white is nice to you or you are nice to them, like, you can be sure you're being called a blood traitor or something far worse.
Okay.
By old racist ghost.
Can everybody see and hear racist ghost?
Only you can hear and see him.
This is great. I'm totally going ghost.
Done. What?
Yeah.
He is saying some hateful shit in your ear all day long, just jabbering on about,
look, I'm not saying it's gonna be a good, you know, I'm not saying it's gonna be delightful or I'm gonna like it, but here's the thing.
Delightful, that's the first word I thought of.
It's yeah, definitely. No, but here's the thing. Number one, think of the alternative. The flies, like when you're sleeping, going on a date, going out to dinner, like, oh my god, it'd be fucking terrible.
Ew.
All over your food, like it would be a nightmare. I can learn to tune something out or at least try to tune something out as best I can. And here's the thing. Everything I do on a day-to-day basis is going to piss that racist ghost off. And he's going to be yelling at me, and that is going to make me feel good because he's upset because the world has moved on. And yeah. And that's going to make me, and that's going to be the silver lining, the thin silver lining on this shit cloud that is old man Chester McGillicuddy follow me around.
So here's a question, though, about racist ghosts. Because, I mean, I understand, like, let's piss the racist ghost off. Could racist ghost turn into a poltergeist if you piss him off?
Ooh, good question. What would be the difference?
Poltergeist
can, do?
They can move stuff around.
Well, you've seen the movie. You know, it sucks you into a television and makes that weird clown puppet grow up into a human. I don't fucking know.
It can scare the bejesus out of you.
Yeah, I mean, it could do bad stuff. It'd be throwing tables at you, and there, yeah, all of a sudden there's a tornado in the middle of your bathroom.
Here's what I will say.
I don't want bathroom tornadoes.
Racist ghosts cannot affect anything in the physical world, except one day a month, randomly, he inhabits your body.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you know he just added that because it was too easy a choice.
Exactly. This is what I need to learn.
If you didn't bring up the poltergeist bullshit, I would not have added it.
Well, because it did seem a little
because
too
I
easy.
I would not have even thought of it, honestly.
Danielle, here's the thing, and you'd think we would have learned by now, but apparently we're just dumb fucking idiots. Number one, we need to stop saying things are easy, because then the commish just makes it harder. And number two, we need to stop asking questions like, can they do this really terrible thing?
Can they poke me repeatedly in the eye? Yeah.
So one day a month, you are the old racist ghost.
Oh, motherfucker. Okay, so let me tell you about being chased by flies, because it's happened to me.
Let me tell you about being chased by a racist ghost, because it's happened to me.
I don't believe that I've had experience with actual racists, but none of them have been ghosts as far as I know. So, as many of you know, for a short time I lived in northern Maine. And anyone who's ever been to Maine knows that there are three seasons. Mud season, black fly season, and winter. It's fucking true. During black fly season, there are swarms of black flies, and many times during high school, as I waited at the end of my road, where my house was situated across the street from a potato field, I would get chased by swarms of black flies. So I'd be at the fucking bus stop at 7 o'clock in the morning with my backpack on, just like walking quickly in different patterns, hoping that the flies couldn't catch me.
Serpentine.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I'm gonna do a... Oh, I did a backflip. Like, I'm doing some kung fu shit so I'll, like, trick you, and you're like, oh, you can't tell which way I'm going. Seriously. Because a black fly is so small, but they're so hard to kill, and when they bite you, oh, man, it is so bad. So I have been chased by swarms of flies. Knowing that this particular swarm of flies could potentially be killed, and knowing the fact that I'm not afraid to grab my fist in a towel and go to town, I mean, I don't want to be a racist old man one day a month. That's a bunch of bullshit.
That is a bunch of bullshit. But I mean,
my husband is biracial. Like, that's going to cause some problems.
Now, with your fly killing method, though.
Yes.
How many hours did I say they're gone for?
Four hours.
Meaning, if you don't wake up in the middle of the night to kill all the flies, like, you're waking up with the full swarm every night.
It's cool. I'm sleeping in shifts. It'll be no different than days we go to the gym early. I'm like, oh, wait, I'll just get used to it.
I think I'm just going to tell people, there is no way I'm doing flies. Like, you would have to make old racist ghost really, really bad before I pick flies, because they're going to be in your food. They're going to be swarming all around you all the time. Nobody's going to want to spend any time with you. You can't go anywhere in public. You're gonna eat them when you sleep. Like, they're gonna crawl into your mouth, and you're going to eat them when you sleep. They're gonna be buzzing around your head when you're sleeping. Like, it's gonna be unbearable, absolutely unbearable.
How are you dealing with this racist ghost?
People
are gonna look at you, and they're gonna think you're a legit racist. Because you look like you could be.
I
was about to say something about your whiteness and a ghost, but...
Yeah, you're just so white.
Because I'm pretty Caucasian. No, I think I'm just going to tell people that I have developed a split personality and, yeah, and it's an old racist man.
And you think this is a good plan?
Look, I don't have a lot of options here because I'm not going to live swarmed around by flies for the rest of my life. Like, that's just not going to be. No.
So I'm just going to say, because we're 15 minutes in, it's too late for the commish to change standards on this.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
I think it is. But Joshua did not say anything about wearing any sort of protective face mask so you don't swallow flies. Or perhaps, you know, knitting yourself some sort of mesh body bag to zip yourself into at night. Do that shit. I'm crafty. I'll sleep in a giant lingerie bag. I don't care.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll be a human cocoon.
All right. Well,
okay. I mean, that's fine. But I will say that when the flies die, when they respawn, they are some random distance between that 0 and 18 inches. So if one dies in the night, it could reappear in your bag.
I'll take my chances. You know how fidgety I am at night? Like, that thing's going to fucking survive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Josh, what are you thinking?
You have to go ghost. There's no way you can live with the flies.
What?
You have to. I mean,
yeah.
Unless I was like, Chris, you're a racist ghost. The racist ghost inhabits your body 20 out of 30 days a month. Like, it'd have to get really fucking bad for you to not do them.
It would have to get real, real bad before.
Maybe. Am I just that much more confident in my ability to effectively kill flies?
I think you have some overconfidence there.
I think you definitely have some overconfidence there. I think, you know, Danielle, honestly, like, we're, what, episode, you know, 100 and whatever in on this show, and I still have yet to understand your motivations for the decisions that you make.
You don't know me. Man, you
I don't know
the way my brain works.
I don't know.
If you
did, it
would blow your mind.
I don't think that's true.
What percentage of the day are you just, like, flailing around killing flies?
Oh, my God. Like, half an hour a day.
What? So,
max.
Okay.
You realize how good you'd get at killing flies? You'd get shoulder strength.
Wait, that means you're going to be surrounded by flies all the time.
No, you're going to be surrounded by flies for as long as it takes you to kill the flies each four-hour period where they pop up.
So you think that six sessions of fly killing, you can get all that done in 30 minutes?
Yeah.
You think you can kill 60 flies in 5 minutes?
I killed like 25 flies in like 2 minutes. Let's scale that shit. I got a little bit of extra time. I can comb my hair.
You are delusional. You are delusional.
I got a method. I'm going to get in the shower, get my body completely soaked with water, put a headband on, put a knife in my mouth.
I'm sorry, what?
What the shit is the water for?
What? That's what you question, not
gonna
the headband.
It's going to intimidate them. Just
well,
like
the headband and the knife was Rambo references.
Hair. Yeah, they're all Rambo references because I'm coming out of a river or something. Fine. I lose again.
Yes, you do.
Weird racist ghosted day a month, and poor Joshua's feelings will get hurt.
They will get very hurt on a daily basis, but I'm going to be friends with this guy because I'll be like, you know what?
Yeah.
You can't. You're dead. Like, you died this way. You can't change the way you died.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just make it so his punishment is hanging out with me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to hate it. It's going to be great.
It'll be great 29 days a month.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that one day is going to blow goats, but everything else is going to be like, sweet.
I'm going to stick to my guns with flies because I'm losing anyway.
Sure. You know,
I'm going to die on this mountain, but it's cool because I'm going to be stuck with a racist ghost anyway.
You're going to die on Fly Mountain.
Die on Fly Mountain.
I'm going to die on a mountain of fly carcasses.
Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discuss flies and racist ghosts. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com, tweet us at trtpodcast, or pop on by our Facebook page and say hi. If you have a great idea for a topic, send us an email. And don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout-out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.